Sam Zeff, Stephen Carander, there's some interesting developments in what appear to be competitive races for two Kansas congressional seats. Sam, you're following the 3rd District race in Kansas City, the race between Democratic challenger Sharice Davids and Republican incumbent Kevin Yoder. What's the latest there?
Well, Jim, rarely does a hurricane on the East Coast have a factor in a political campaign in Kansas, but this happens to be one of those times. A few months ago, Kevin Yoder, who chairs the subcommittee that oversees the Department of Homeland Security, made the decision to transfer $10 million from FEMA to ICE. Democrats are now charging that that money should be used for disaster relief. Yoder counters by saying that money was not earmarked for disaster relief. It was just for administration. It will not damage the response to Hurricane Florence at all.
Still doesn't look like a terribly good decision in the light of things, right? The things that are happening right now on the East Coast, right?
In strictly political terms, no. You could certainly see the Democrats are starting to make hay out of this. The Sharice Davids campaign said Yoder is simply a Trump yes man and willing to do anything to funnel more money into ICE.
And that's not the only issue involving ICE, which, of course, is in charge of immigration enforcement, is it?
Good golly, no. It's all about ICE here. A few months ago, Sharice Davids appeared on a podcast and suggested that money should be zeroed out from the ICE budget, essentially eliminating ICE. Yoder has jumped all over that, and the majority of his campaign spots have been focused on that.
Sex traffickers, dishonest, dangerous, too radical. We can't trust Sharice Davids to keep us safe.
I'm Kevin Yoder, and I approve this message.
But again, Sam, Sharice Davids, is she advocating the abolition of ICE?
Well, she's backed off that statement somewhat, and in her own TV spots, she says no, she does not want to abolish ICE.
The other competitive congressional race is in the 2nd District, Stephen, which covers roughly the eastern third of the state.
Yeah, that's right. This is a district that Trump won handily in the 2016 presidential race, but Democrat Paul Davis carried it in 2014 when he almost unseated former Governor Sam Brownback. So Democrats think they have a shot here. Davis's opponent in the congressional race is Steve Watkins, who's a political newcomer who won a crowded and a pretty divisive Republican primary.
And that's right, and pundits are really watching this race closely, including Washington Post campaign guru David Weigel, who in a piece published this week called it, quote, a great test of whether partisan loyalty on the Republican side can overwhelm candidate quality on the Democratic side. And that's pretty much also the way University of Kansas political scientist Patrick Miller sees the race shaping up.
It's a district that I think is on a lot of people's radars, and that's largely a function of Paul Davis. And I think it's his strength against the natural Republican lean of the district.
The State Objections Board, Stephen, this week denied an effort to kick a Republican House candidate off the ballot. That's for the Kansas House, after he was arrested for election perjury. What's going to happen now with this particular candidate, Adam Thomas?
So the charge is related to a form Thomas submitted as he was filing to run for office in the 26th district there in Johnson County. Democrats say he didn't really live in the district. They complained, and Thomas was charged with election perjury, like you mentioned. His attorney, Michael Kuckelman, told me he's staying in the race and Thomas will fight the charge.
The only complaint about the Republican nominee came from a Democrat who happens to be the Democrat nominee on the same ballot. I mean, it's got to be politically motivated.
Could this issue possibly swing the outcome of the race? Is it that potent?
Well, the top Democrat in the Kansas House, Jim Ward, told me he thinks this is an issue that's important for voters to know about and will sway some of them. But I looked into some past elections, and this district solidly votes for Republicans. So it would take a big swing for Democrats to pick it up.
Of course, these races are important to the battle for control of the Kansas House, particularly whether a coalition of moderate Republicans and Democrats retains control or whether conservatives take it back.
That's exactly right.
Okay, we'll leave it there for this week. Thanks, Stephen. Thanks, Sam, for catching us up.
Thank you.
My pleasure.